And that, Pei Gimel Amid Beis, a little before half the Amid. Gufa Moide Rabbeleza B'Megarish Ishtai V'Oma Lo Harei At Moteres Kol Odom Chutz Mipleini. The Gemara said to Rabbi Elezer that says there's such a concept of Gerish and Chutz, that with the Gerishin I can make that she's put it to everyone besides this person. But I feel according to Rabbi Elezer that she's also to this person. And before she married this person, she married someone else. V'nis amala oynis garsha shemuteres loze shenesra olop. So now she'll become mutter. So we hear in Rashi and Tosfos such a concept that since the issues, let us be megashim the inyan. Ruvin sedareit muteres l'chol odom chutz mishimen. So legabe shimen, she's still Ruvin's wife. I mean, she's still an Eishes Ish. That's why she's also to Shimon. Now she goes and gets married to Beryl. So the Ishus that she has in Beryl, since this is an Ishus Gemure, so the Ishus Klusha that Reuven still left over when she gets married to Beryl, this Ishus becomes bottle, it disintegrates. And she becomes completely Beryl's wife, so when Beryl gives her a get, now she can get married to Shimon, because the issues that Reuven was Messiah became bottled, became nutig, with the marriage of Beryl. That's what the Gemara had said. Heishiv Rab Shimon Bar Lozo Tshuve Ledivrei Rab Lozo. So yes, Takasha. Heichon motzinu sheze oiser veze mater. He says, where do we find such a concept? Reuven aser hote Shimon. So, Lagabi Reuven, she's Reuven's wife. So, she's also to Shimon because of Reuven. And Beryl can take off Reuven's Isurim. That's a very interesting concept. That we do find a person who made an Issa, he could be Mata the Issa. He could dismantle what he created. But Reuven asked her on Shimon, and Beryl comes along, and boom, and Reuven's Issa dwindles and disappears. Heichon matzinu sheze Issa b'zemata. Frag the Gemara the Lord, please. I mean, we don't find such things. He says, how do you understand it? A husband dies, so there's a lav leisiyah ishus hameisa chutzal leizo. Why can't she get married now? She's an ishus hameis. She's still married. Every meis is misa is mater. But this Mace who died without children, with a brother, his Mace is not Mata. So the Pasuk says, Laisiya Aishas HaMace HaChutza. The wife from the Mace is not permitted to get married. So why is she also to get married? Because the Mace has Aishas in her yet. And what happens? The Yavon gives a Chalitza. Heicham Metzino. Ze Oysa Ze Mata. The Aishas of the Mace is the Siba Yisaretz, and the Chalitza of the Yavam is Mater. So we see there's such a concept. I mean, so what are you asking? So Rabbi Elazar said, there's another concept, that the Beryl will marry her, so that will undermine the issues of Reuven. I mean, we find such things. And for the Gemara, Osam Yavam Huka Osolo, Vimi Baal Oshoriye Vekaimen. Now, we have a Muradik Gemara over here, and when we learn other Mesechtes, there we have the Lomdim, that say Lomdis, but when we come to this Gemara, we see the Lomdis, what is said there, is a pilpul in the Gemara. So our Gemara answers as follows. He says, Rabbi Shimon bar Loza held that you're learning wrong pshat in the Issa Yevama Leshuk. The Issa Yevama Leshuk is not because she's still married to the Meis. She's an Eishes HaMeis. Now that's not Issa. The Issa is because she's Zokok to the Yevam. The Torah said that a Yevam is Zokok to the Yevam. So this Zike has a din issues. So in other words, she's partially married to the Yevam. That's what the Torah said, that a Yevam is Zokok to a Yevam. So she's partially married to the Yevam. That's the law. See, Eishes HaMeis, Eishes HaMeis means that if we want to say pshat, the woman who was once married to the meis, or if we want, we could say pshat that the issues of the meis goes over to the yovam, about kaponim, about the sibis ha'isar is now, is not the meis. The yovam has issues in her. And the yovam gives chalitz, so the yovam takes off his issues. So here's what the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Alosso says on Childik, that I understand very well. Not the way you learned, Pshat, that the Ishus of the Meis, Asos, and the Yovam is Mata the Ishus. No, that's not the Lomdus. The Lomdus is the Ishus of the Yovam, Asos, and the Chalitz of the Yovam is Mata. So the Sibbe, if he's the Oysa, he can be the Mata. That's good, that I understand very well. But over here, I'm back to my Kasha. Dimi Baal, Oshol Yevekaim, Alts the husband, the Meis, he died already. Mises Abalus Mater.
Fregte Gemore, Hareine Dorim, de Neuter Eiser, Vachocher Mater.
Mary also the same thing. The Neuter makes an Iser, and he comes to Achocher, and he says, Mutterlach, Mutterlach, and it's Mutter. Oh, he made the Iser, and the Chocher is Mater. So you see, there's such a concept. So the Gemara says, Ha'omar Rabbi Yechanan in Chochem Matir Klum Elo Becharotem. Chochem is not a matir. Chochem is matir only Becharotem. Now let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi, Sheze Oysa Veze Matir, Nisui Baal Lohorishen Osrua Alze, Nisui Sheini Yatiru Uloi. Where do we find the issues of the first one, Asata, and the issues of the second one, Mata? Mora says we find by Nedorim. Acharote shepaiseyach pesach lenoida bedvorim haboim loy ayidei nedoze shihilu yoda mitchilo shekein osid liyois loy hoye noida. Now, there's two nekudas to mention, but let's go one at a time. The Gemara says charote, and Rashi says pesach. Now, and Rashi explains beautifully what a pesach is. A pesach is that you go and tell this neder that you made this neder, you thought, this and the Ramsa is accomplishing with this. If you would have known what's occurring because of this neder, people are calling you a neder. There was such a good shidduch for your daughter. Now they say the shvels are mishibani makes. If you would have known this, would you ever made a neder? Nah, never. That's a type of pesach. A pesach is we open up his eyes, and the chacham opens up his eyes and he tells him that's what Rashi says. Things which are occurring because of the sin. If he would have been aware that this would be a result of his neder, so really a pesach makes it for a neder tois. That's a touch of pesach. So the way Rashi says pshat, so it's very good. That pshat is that, pshat, I'm matter the neder. I'm just opening up your eyes, but, and you're coming to the realization that if you would have been aware of facts of life and never would have made this neder. So the whole thing is a neder with toys. So, but I'm just opening up your eyes. So who's matter the nether? The nether is because when you come to the realization what kind of a mistake you made by making the nether. If you would have known this, you would have made the nether. So it's a nether betoy. So that's very good. That's if you learn Pesach. But Rashi is made from the Gemara says Charote, and Rashi says Pesach.
Rashi would seem that our Gemara is only going to become a matter only with a Pesach, not with Charote.
Charote does not mean, Charote does not mean a nether tois. Charote means, I mischarit that I made the nether. I mischarit, I made a charote de mikor, but not tois. It's an in charote, and I mischarit. Then I made the nether, but I mischarit, I made the nether. So then, let's just make it interesting. Other achayinam amoire, there's a shitas ha-mabit. Mabit says, by a Pesach, you don't even need a chocham in a Torah. Chocham is just enlightening him. If someone else will enlighten him, it means, it's min a Torah, you don't even need a chocham. As long as he would figure out himself what he did, that's also mutam in a Torah. You need a chocham to be matter by charot. Charot does not mean, now I regret what I had done. I did it. I regret now what I did. Finish, but it's not. The whole thing was a toys. It's a charot of the mikor. Here you need taka chacham to be matter. So here is kan shayla ben, the way the Gemara says charot, and another zikha hold, we pass from aloch, you can be matter neder with charot, also charot of the mikor. So it's kan shayla ben, so here is taka matter. I mean, taka is matter with charot, but I matter. That means the night that can be mischatum today till tomorrow, Kozman Bezin doesn't say mutalach. The nether is a nether. It's a seder, he tells. Bezin is mischaret, and Bezin is matter the nether. So, then we have to understand, so, eichem etzinu, so, oisav is a matter. So, others want to say, that the Teres HaBirim asked the Kashem, he wants to say that it could be, but since you need the charata of the neider, so you need a combination of two things. The neider has to be mischarit, and then the chocham is matter. So memele, that could be Rav Shimon Bar Loza also understood. That means if the oisa will be mishtatef in the heter, even though the oisa does not make the whole heter, someone else also, very understood, the oisa was a matter, it's the oysters also has a chelik in the heter. So that wouldn't be gefellah. He's just asking Akasha, Reuven asked his wife and Shimon, and Beryl is matter. So there the oyster, bechlal is no shaykhis at all with the heter. That he asked Akasha, heichen betzinu, the oyster is a matter. Frag the Gemore, harei aporas habal. What was that? No, Atore, you're telling me, Ados, it's an anotois, it's charote. What was that for us, Abal, when Abal is made for an edder? Hoisha neideres ubal mefer, so they're already, not an edder toys. She wants the nedder. Bafal, he can stell the nedder, so we see there's such a concept. So the Gemara says, Hosam kidera pinches mishmei derove, amara pinches mishmei derove, kola neideres, aldas, bailo hi neideres. When a woman makes a nether, so there is a non-sadi that the nether is being made if the husband will agree with the nether. So the mele of the nether, so it's not called the oisa, it's a matter, the whole oisa was made al datoy. Let us see what Rashi says. Al das baila manashim yirtze, if he wants, him lav lo yei nether. Others ask a kashe, what is by nidrei bitoy, an ov is meifa. So others want to say the same thing. Every daughter that makes a nether is also a basabiyah, that the father should be agree with the nether.
If the Meirich wants to say a different Hagdore, could be that Forest or Ov, and she's an Aris, or she's Birshu Soy. So she is not a Bailam to make the Neder to begin with. So then it's because she's Birshu Soy, so Mamela Bunara Beisavia, so Mamela could be, so there he has a Bailas and her Neder, that means she doesn't have control to make Nedorim, she's in his Rishus. A Baal or something else, some Mela, yeah, if I'm Baal, the Gemara said, I'll dash Baal and he did errors. Fine. Talk to Gemara weiter. Nene Rabbi Elazar ben Azai. Now when we heard all the Zakenim came to shlug up Rabbi Elazar, so Rabbi Elazar ben Azai also came with an upshlug. The Gemara said Rabbi Elazar ben Azai was the most choshev upshlug. Then Rabbi Elazar ben Azai v'oma, it says Krisus dover hakoyres beinoy lebeino, that they have to be completely separated. Halamadato she'ein ze Krisus, but if he says, "Hey, Matas Chodom, chutz mi pliny, so the gabi pliny, I still have issues, so felt in crisis." The rabbonon high crisis may of delight. So the Gemara says, "This Rabbi Lezer ben Azayit, a very pertinent question." And Rabbi Lezer. So all the other rabbonim who ask different questions, Rabbi Talfen, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yosi, they all ask different questions. Why didn't they ask like Rabbi Elazar ben Azai? Somebody will get kasha. The pasuk says, "Hey, for krisus," and they're all thinking of scenarios. Reisha Och and oh, myself be mamzer. The pasuk says, "Klal not like Rabbi Elazar." It says krisus. Why didn't anyone else think of this kasha? Only Rabbi Elazar ben Azai. So the Gemara says, "Rabbona, my krisus, my avdilei. What did they do with this krisus that they did not think to ask this kasha?" Says, they knew this word krisus, but this krisus means something else. So Memela, they said, "Zicha, you need krisus in the Gerishin, but the krisus which is needed in the Gerishin is legabi something else." That if he told her that you get amenas, that your whole life you shouldn't drink wine. So her whole life, she's meshubet to him, she's mugget to him, if I drink, I can't drink wine because of him. So she's, someone will offer, so I can't? Why can't you? Because of my husband. So my previous husband. So I'll kopon him. So this tnai is connecting her to her husband her whole life. That's the problem of krisus. That means they learned krisus means something else. If you make a tnai, and this tnai affects her whole life, there's no minute in her life that can say, "I'm finished with you." No, her whole life she has to make sure that she won't go to Beis Avia, she won't drink wine. So that's a chesaron in krisus. That's what the Rabban did with the word krisus. The male, they couldn't ask on Rabbi Lezer. This is a different chesaron in Gansen. And that's why the word krisus comes. What does Rashi say? Ein ze krisus. Barabon, kolhanach rabonon de el. Lo yalfi mehoche pirchai. They didn't think of asking from here a pirche. Ein ze krisus she ein mafridon elo hamoves. So they're not separated, only death, that Yoin Moisa Kshura Boy, she's attached to him her whole life. She has to make sure her whole life that she doesn't drink wine. So Mamel, that's the chesaron of krisus. What if he said Shloishim Yoin? But what if the condition was not a lifetime condition? It was a condition only for 30 days. Hareza krisus miyad v'hi tekayim atnai. That means for 30 days she can't drink wine, but there's no chesaron in the gerish. That's called So this Geirishin is a Geirishin which, through this Geirishin, eventually she'll be separated from her husband. Oh, if the Geirishin is accomplishing this, so she's not mugetim with a tenai, with an obligation, that's krisis. Ve'idoch. So now the Gemara says, "Bezois, Rabbi Elazar ben Azayisha, how can he shlug up Rabbi Elazar from Sefer Krisus? Sefer Krisus comes to tell me something else that actually teach the Yain Kol Yamayich is in the Krisus. Ve'idoch mikores Krisus nafke. Yeah, it could have said Sefer Kores, says Sefer Krisus. So we have a double limud. One limud we have that he cannot say chutz miploini because there is a chasaron. His issues is still existent lagabi ploini, and then we have another lima that tells us that she cannot be bound to him with conditions, and Vidor kolos krisus loydoshi. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah made two drushes out of it. Kares Krisus and the Rabbonon only learned to make two drushes out of it. So he just had one word, Sefer Krisus, and they used that for Manash Leitishti Yayin Kol Yemeich. Yeah. Zog Toisves, Ve'idoch Kares Krisus Leidoshi, Pohot Rabbi Yosef Lili Dabo Bechlal Rabbon and Dosh Bepeg Beis Kores Krisus. So Rabbi Yosef Lili was one of the Tanoim that asked Rabbi Elazar, and he makes this drosh of Kores Krisus. Baruch Hakam with Leidosh and Leidosh. Who drosh? Elo drosh Achini. He takedash as Kores Krisus, but not for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's drosh. Zog Gemara weiter. Homarov, Hareza Gitech, Amenash, Shleitishti Yayin, Kol Yemechaya. If he said, you won't, I'm giving you a get, that my whole life, you're not permitted to drink wine. Ein ze krisus. Kol Yemechaya Ploini. What if I said, Kol Yemechaya Ploini, that you're not allowed to drink wine, Kol's man, Beryl is alive. Hareza krisus. That's called krisus. That means the get. There's a potential, that's all what we need. That is a potential that through this get, eventually, she might be get parted from him. That means she won't be attached to him. That means if this person, the Kol Yemei Chaye Ploini, and let's look at this in a realistic hyphen, this lady is 75 years old, and this Ploini is 14 years old, and he says, you can't, and she was an alcoholic. And he told her, I'm giving you a get, shalaitishti yayin kol, yamei chaye Ploini. She looks, oyvei, look what he's doing to me. And who knows what can happen? Who knows, this person can die when he's 14 and a half. Who knows? So there's a possibility. There's a possibility that he'll die and she'll be able to drink wine. So this get can, all we need is it should be able to cause crisis. If it will, if it won't, ketzum nishtam. But the word of krisis is that al kaponim, the get should bring me it should be a possible krisis. There should be such a possibility. So memelus, if I say chaye ploini, so she's geget, she better not drink wine because money's a lot. But al kaponim, there's a possibility. If he says chayai, so then she's not geget. Frekte gemorim. By chaye ploini, you understand there's a potential that this get is shaving krisus. Chaye di deinami, dume mois, umekaimalele tnoi. Maybe he'll die. And the get will be And there's a possibility that the Tanai will be done and over with, and now she can drink wine. So the get accomplished that there's a possibility, the get, through this get, there's a possibility that she won't be ogur to him. So Rav Reuven speaks out, someone's going to ask a question. let's be realistic. Kozman, he's alive, so the get won't accomplish anything. Because Kozman is alive, she can't drink wine. So he died. No, when he died, you have Mises about. So how can you say the get brought about Grisus? The get doesn't accomplish Grisus at all. When he'll die, so you have Mises about. So Rav Reuven, you're making a grubben toys. Mises Abal is only a matter if when he died Al's husband. But this person, if he gave her a get, and then he dies, his Mises is not a matter. I got news for you. You know what's matter or not? You know why she's allowed to get married? Now, 10 days after his Levaya, because she was a Grusha 10 years ago. That's why. Mises Abal is only a matter if he was a husband Bishas Mises. So we learn out from Alimud, Mises Abal is a matter. It's a matter. But over here, he gave her a get 10 years ago. This is not Mises Abal. Let me ask you, she'll sit shiv on him? He gave her a get 10 years ago. So I'll upon him, the get, because of this get, she can get a little on board. So you're telling me that this get is binding her, that she has to be careful her whole life not to drink wine. And after Gittog, the minute he dies, she goes out to the bar and drinks a l'chaim. I'll upon him, so it's no problem. So that's the most kash. Maishnach, I plainly do mamois mekaim alei litnoi. I did a nami do mamois mekaim alei litnoi. Aleim ekol yemei chayeichi ein ze krisis. There, taken out of krisis. Kol yemei chayeichi chaye plainy arei ze krisis. You take a rai. If you said chayeichi plainy, it is krisis. Look to Gemara weiter. Boi minei Rove mei Rav Nachman. Rove erst Rav Nachman ha-shaila. Hayoim i at ishti, ulamocho at ishti. Oh, amire di kizach. He's making a shiur in the Gerishin. But this is a new type of a shiur. Today you're giget. I'm getting you for a day. You don't have a husband for a day. Tomorrow, I'm not getting you for tomorrow. Tomorrow you're my wife. But today you're going to get. Does this get have any value? Is it a get? Is it not a get? So the Gemara says, Tiboy le Rabbi Lezer, Tiboy le Rabbon. Oh, this is a good shaila. This we can clear, say according to Rabbi Lezer, say according to the Rabbon. Tiboy le Rabbi Lezer, Ad kan le koma Rabbi Lezer, Hosem elo de laman de koshori koshori loilo. Avol hochaloi, could be this is worse than Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says, Vahocha vahisali shacha, he learns that from a posik, Abi was matter to one person, that's enough. Good. But he was matter to one person, and that person, there's no strings attached. That's cool. That's called a get. That's called the safer krisis. But if you're telling her, you only can get for today, and tomorrow you're back my wife, so it could be, in such a case, a Rabbi Lezer also will be moide, but it's no good. Maybe let's not differentiate. Rabbi Lezer said you could be Mishayer in the Gerishin, so just like you could be Mishayer, Legabi, different people, that for this person, Legabi, this person, you're my wife, for this person, you're not my wife. So the same thing, Legabi's manim, today you can get, tomorrow you're not going to get. Okay, so we don't know. Tiboy le Rabbonu. Ad kan le komri Rabbonu nosom. So the Pashto Cheshim would be according to the Rabbonu. So the first cheshbon, the mother says, cheshbon the first cheshbon is, well, that's a shir. That's a shir, and the mother says, you can't make gerushin with a shir. But now all of a sudden the Gemara goes the other way. At kan lekama bon hosmal leposka mine legamri. That Abonon said it's no good. You know why? Because there always were strings attached. Hareid metaris lachaladam chutz miplaini. Oh, so Rabban said, you can't make, that's a gerishin. That's a gerishin. If the strings attached, you're my husband now. Well, for him, I'm a husband. So he never became his husband. Aval hocha, given the posko, posko. But here, you know what happened? He said, one day, I'm not a husband. So boom, no strings attached. The next day, I got news for you. If you became his husband, the next day it won't come back. Finished. Even the Pascha, Pascha, if you're cutting all the strings that day, so Mamela, the next day have nothing but to pull back on. So it's finished. So according to the Rabbonon, so it'll be good. This is much better than Chutz Miplaini. Bosa, the boy had a poshto after the Gemara klared the shaila. The Gemara was poshited, mistavro, bein le Rabbi Leza, bein le Rabbonon, kiven de poska poska. The Mosa, that's like the emes taka. This is not a gerishin with a shir. If we'll get you one day to cut all strings, so it's finished. You're his husband, let us see Rashi, to boy le Rabbonon, b'shir, the posli b'shir. Tweller Abelezer, the Marsha B'shir. Kiven, nice, I skipped over the previous Asha. Ayemi Atishti. Noson Laget, Omala, Hayoim Lavado Yea Gerishin. Today this Gerishin, Lamach Loya Gerishin. The Shayer Begitta, and I was sharing the Gitta tomorrow. Well, Abelezer, well, Abom, we said this already, the Poskine, Hayoim Legamri, Eitzel Kaloba. If one day it's Poska, she's not married to Legabi, everyone, Pascha l'chol adam l'oilam v'shuv eine ishtoy ad sheyachzi v'kachena. Hilkach ein t'nai ze klum. So this condition, what he said, not a t'nai really, it's a hanbol and the geirishin, that he's saying the geirishin should only be for one day, but that's it already. The minute he cut all strings for one day, so he's finished, and it's also. Let us see the top tosis that pay dalit. Mistavre rabbein la rabbeleza, rabbein la rabbona, kivin de posko, posko. Perish, umbegureshes loilom. And she's megurish loilom. Pahafel gav, de lamai de boy lameme la rabbeleza, idulma loishno, Mashma the boy lamaimed ain't get halala isa yoim kmai chutzmi plainti the halala elom alme. I said, the Gemara that have me, we were speaking about Rabbi Loza, before we were nochos to this concept of poska, the Gemara held in Rabbi Loza that it's only a gerishin for a day, and it'll come back the next day. The Gemara cloud is this shir equivalent to the other shir Rabbi Loza. That was then of a mikoma came lishne the poska mashma legami. But the Gemara's maskon is given the poska posko that the Gemara changes his mind and it's finished. Behold the kama lekamon loilam. It says that Shmuel made a nusach haget that the get should be loilam. So the Gemara says, why do you have to write loilam? Lafuki midivoy minayrov meirav Nachman. So the Gemara said Shmuel put into the nusach haget. He says Rav asked Rav Nachman a shaila that yom ati ishti if it's good or no good. So that's why Shmuel said, so let's avoid shailas and we'll write in the get that l'olam, but you can get forever. So Kaponim from the Gemara further would seem that you have to write L'olam. And here our Gemara says, according to everyone, even the Poska Poska, that there is no need to write loan. You just give her a get for one day and that's it. So Taisa says, Lav la'afuke mamish. Not that the Gemara means you have to write lo olam, because if not, she won't be get. Elashufcha de shtara iskin, but this is a beauty, a hider in the shtar. V'yayma de nanu la'alam, shloitita aloy mashen begereshus aloy sayayim. That means Shmuel wrote this in the get, you shouldn't make any mistakes and think that since he said the Lamocha Tishti, so maybe she is only geget till tomorrow. So that's why Shmuel says, and we write this in the get, that she's get forever. Zakhti Gemara Vaita. Tana Rabona. Harei ze gitoch al menas Shatinosi Laploini. Oh, Merdi Kemaisa. He gives her a get. But on the one condition, you should marry Bevel. So the Baraisa says, Harezu Laisinosi. She shouldn't get married. Vim Niseis Laisaitse. But if she got married, Laisaitse. But the Gemara, what does that mean? My comma. What is, who is this going on? Laitinosi, Vim Niseis Laisaitse. Omar Rav Nachman Ochiko, Arezu Loitinosei Loi. Shibishum Oifen should not marry this person. He gave her a get, and he said, Arei Atmotels Lucholodom, Amenas Shatinosei Laplaini. She should not marry that Plaini. Shema Yoimru Nisheyem Noisnem Bematone. That means people will start talking. This is Shreklach HaMaisa, like we're exchanging wives. But she married Pliny. So that Chazal did not permit to do such a thing. That's a condition in the get. So it comes out like we're switching wives. So Loitinasi LaPliny. So that's what Chazal asked. V'imniseis La'acha Loiseitse. But if she got married to someone else, she didn't listen to him. She said, who do you think I am? You can throw me around, anyone? So he said, Amanas Shetinosi L'Shimon. And she got married to Beryl. As I said, I say, so it's I say. So the Gemara asks, Akashan Rav Nachman, Umishum Gzeiro, I understand very well that you're against that she should marry Shimon. That I understand. But, so, fine. She also didn't want to marry Shimon. But she gets married to Beryl, you say, like, say, please. The get was given under a condition that the get is only a get, amenashetinosi l'shimon. It's not nice and it's not proper and everything, but these were the conditions of the get. So what's Pshat Rav Nachman? I mean, how can you say such a Pshat the Baraisa in Nisus Loiseitze? She married Beryl Loiseitze in Mamata Neshesish. How could that happen? Elo Omar Rav Nachman. Hachikoma. No. The Pshat the Baraisa is as follows. Arezu Loitinosei Loi. She shouldn't marry Shimon. Shema Yoimru Nishayim Naisne V'matone. V'imniseis Loi. But what happened if she did marry him? She came to the rabbi. The rabbi said, I would advise you and encourage you not to marry him. Rabbi, what's going to be? I don't know what to tell. I'm just telling you, don't marry him. The rabbi didn't give her an eight of what to do. And so she doesn't want to be homeless. So she went and married him, finished. Nisei Sloy, so even though this was not proper, a balei seitzei. The Mishum Gzeir, Eloi Mavkina. That means even though Chazal didn't approve of this marriage, Shloyimru, that the Machlof Nisheseyim, but if she's married, she's married. That's how Rav Nachman said Pshat in the Baraisa. Omalei Rove, so Rove said, the way you're saying Pshat in the Baraisa, I have a Meredike Kasha. You're saying, the Baraisa says as follows. Arei zu loy tenosei means loy. You had a word loy. Now, I didn't know pshat in the Baraisa. Arei zu loy tenosei loy. Vimni says loy, loy says. As we added two loys in the Baraisa. Frekt rove, amulei rove. So the Baraisa reads as follows. Loy hu de loy tenosei. Allahachel tinosei. That's how it would seem. Harei, the way you're learning pshat now, harei zu loy tinosei loy, but she's allowed to marry someone else. She's allowed to marry Beryl. Now how is she allowed to marry Beryl l'chatchila? V'aboy kiume l'tnoi. She has to be mekayim d'tnoi. How can she marry Beryl? B'chi teima, maybe you say that's no kasha. Efshel de mintseve hayoim, umegarshel lemocha umekaima letnoi. Maybe this kasha I'm asking is not a kasha. Why? Because pshat is, when he gave her this get, amenasha tinosi leplaini, he didn't say that the first marriage has to be to plaini. He never said that. He said, Amenasha Tinosi Laplaini, I want you to have an experience to be married to Plaini. Then you'll see what a good husband I was. That's what I want. About Kokonim, Amenasha Tinosi Laplaini, I want once in your life, Shatinosi Laplaini. That's what I want. So Rav Nachman is very good. So Rav Nachman says like this. What is a diyuk? Loitinosloi. Don't marry Plaini. Oh, I blame her. That's Chazal didn't approve of this. But I blame. Somebody can marry someone else. Yeah, sure, you can marry someone else. And what's going to be with the Tanai? And later, this someone else will give her a gift, and then she'll marry Plaini. And Taisva says over here, Megash, let's see this Taisva, Megash shalamoch mekayim letnoi. That's pshat in the Baraisa. That means that she can marry someone else. And so Mamela, so we see klal that it's not mechlof nishesayim. She married Beryl, and then later, then she'll ask her husband, please give me a get, and I'll give her a get. I'll comply, and then she'll go and marry the Shimon, and that's mutalach atchila. So then we're not over the gzeire, and shalom al yisrael. Ulahach, this is Rav's kasha of Nachum. So that's how you learn pshat. You learn pshat that the plainly she should not marry right away. She could marry someone else right away in heaven's inning, but you have to take care of the tanai. The mitzvah yoyim megal shalomocha mekayim letnoi. Ulahach in your going l'shitosoch the pligis Allah alei the Rav Yehuda kemedamaslei. In your going l'shitosoch because you were chaylik on Rav Yehuda, and so you want to say l'shitosoch. You're permitted to do this. Now, where do we have a machlokes, Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda? The Itma. Koinam eini bishina hayoin im ishan lemocha. A person made a neder. I will not sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. Omar Rav Yehuda. So the shals, am I allowed to sleep today? Omar Rav Yehuda al yishan hayoin. You're not allowed to sleep today. Why aren't you allowed to sleep today? What's the problem of sleeping today? Shema Yishan Lamocha. That means sleeping today is you're right, could be there's nothing wrong with it, but it depends what's going to happen tomorrow. We're playing Russian roulette over here. You're sleeping today, and what'll be if you sleep tomorrow? So comes out, you're over today. So don't you dare sleep today? That's what Rav Yehuda said. Rav Nachman Amar Yishan Hayoyim. No, you want to sleep today? Sleep today. No problem. We're not afraid. I mean, we're not a person, and then look, today he's tired. So why shouldn't he sleep today? Let him sleep today. Tomorrow, he knows he can't sleep tomorrow, so he won't sleep tomorrow. So Memelis, a Rav told Rav Nachman, oh, so you're going to Shitosa. So what do you say? That a person could be machnas himself in a matzev that might become also, but he could rely on himself that I'll make sure it won't become also. That's why you hold, you Rav Nachman hold, that yishin hayoyim, b'lo yichashin in shema yishin l'moch. That's what you hold. So therefore you hold also, that to marry the shimin, that osman salam and asher tinos l'shimin, you're not allowed to marry shimin. That's the chazal asher to marry shimin. But let her marry Beryl. She can marry Beryl now. Aye, if you're marrying Beryl, we're getting into a problem. What's gonna be with the Tanai? Don't worry, she'll take care of it. She'll give her a get, and she'll go and marry Shimon. It's a mamela. That's how you're learning. You're going to Shitosa. So Rav Tanya to Rav Nachman, Hochi Hashte, that's a comparison. This case over here is a comparison to Nedorim. Hosam b'didei kaime. Over there by Nedorim, it's up to him. The boy mavriz nafshi b'silu osa v'loi noim. That means over there, we made a neder. Over there we made a neder that I'm not allowed to sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. So the sleeping tomorrow is up to the neder. The e-boy, if he wants to, mavris nafshi b'silu osa. He'll get very tired tomorrow. He'd be assured of that. If he made a neder, he'll get very tired tomorrow. So mamelos, they take some thorns, and they'll be pricking him a whole day with the thorns, and I assure you that he won't fall asleep. So Mimela, so it's possible. So there you can, it's under your control. So Mimela, you're allowed to go and sleep today. You don't have to worry if this sleeping might turn out to be a nisa. Abahoche b'dido kaimali grushe. But over here you're talking because she's allowed to get married to Beryl, l'chatchila. She's allowed to get married. Well, Beryl will give her a get tomorrow, and then she'll go and get married to Shimon. Azai, this is in her power that Beryl will give her a get? B'didor kaima legrushe? So that zichri can't be pshat. So therefore, Rove is chaylik on Rav Nachman. Hello, my Rove. Arezu loy tinosi. That what it says in the Baraisa, she shouldn't get married. Loy loy v'loy la'acha. She shouldn't marry anyone. She's never in hot water. Loi loi sino say to him she shouldn't get married. Shema yom nishasem naisin b'matona la'a. Shema naisin b'matona. People might talk that they switch wives. La'acha loi tino say, the boy look you made tonight. Vim ni say sloi. But if she married him, the shimin loi say say, the mishim gzeire le mafkinan. But if she got married to Beryl, Beryl will force him to give a get. Because we have to be mekayim that night. That's how Rove said pshat the Baraisa. Tanya kebosei de Rove, you learn the Baraisa like Rove, arei zu loy tinosei, loy loy veloy la'acher. That Claude way Rove said, she's not allowed to marry anybody. If she married him, she married someone else as Teitze because we have to make sure she'll be Mekayim that night. Let us see Rashi. My Koma, Haile, she knows to come, La Man Koma. Who shouldn't she get married to? La Oisoi Ploini, Aile Cholodom. We shouldn't be machzik this night. We shouldn't give chizik power to this night. We'll show you want to be machlov your noshim. You don't do such things. So the Gemara says, "Mishemach zeir lemafkinu lo." because of this gzeire, we don't force Berl to give a get, bid me, v'loi yiskayim atnai, u'botel a get. Hoch igasine, elom rav nachman horikam, harei ze gidr nash nosu leploini, harei zu leiti nosu leloi, mishum gzeire. Shema yaimru nishayim naisnim b'matone. They might say nishayim naisnim b'matone. V'im nisayis loy loy seitze. Shem kanisa l'chash las ba'alman. So Rabbi was medai kol achat hinosi v'avigita. Oyev lo yom ha-menash sheloy tinosi ala l'plaini. Ha-menash et hinosi l'plaini. So v'aistois that she's permitted to marry someone else. Because he just said that you have to marry Pliny, that's all. Saif, her boy, look, you may tonight, yeah, she has to be Mekayim that night. Pitaim Abshad, Megarosh, Minashani, and Melamocha, Hayay, he can give her a get, Melamocha, Tinasi, Lloyd, say Pliny, Lekayim, Tonoh. And you're going, Lashito, Soch, Law, the Pligis, Alei, the Ravu, the Kamad Mab, the Damis Law. You're comparing this to your machlekes with Rav Yehuda. Lo chayish is dom loy mekayim. Just like over there, you're not chayish, maybe you won't be mekayim. You say like this. Aces Rav Yehuda said, you're not to sleep today. Shem yishin lemocha. Nim teshava al nidrei. Av nach no me yishin ayoyim. Lemocha yiskayim tenoyim v'lo yishin. So the mother says, a love asked, a Rav Nachman and Shuldik, there's no comparison whatsoever. Over there, the boy mavres navshe be silusa. Yinkoy besorei tomid bekaitz. He can be sticking thorns into his body. And that'll take keep him up. Aber bedidok, I'm a legrushe bekmiya, but she can, it's bekoicha that she should be geget bekmiya. Let us see Toisves. Elo oma Rav Nachman hochikom. Im Taima, so Tosfos asks, the Mekore Loyomakach, before he didn't say this, before Rav Nachman had said that Vim Niseis La'acher Loyseitze, that's what Rav Nachman said before. So what was Hakib Shatan before? How could it be Loyseitze? Before Rav Nachman held that Avkinen Rabbonu LeKedushin Minei, that means we're going to show him. He's making such a gerushin that he wants her to marry Shimon. Well, we don't want that because that spells out that kilo the machlif nishesei. So we won't. We're not permitting she should marry him. Well, Nebuch, this woman is an agunah, so what's going to be with her? So, Rav Nachman first thought, we tell her you can marry Berl. Ah, what's with it now? Don't worry, you marry Berl, and we'll be mafkiya, the kedushin of Reuven, her first husband. Called him a kaddish adat rabbonim, a kaddish vakim rabbonim kedushin minei. That was the havamin of Rav Nachman. So Nachman held that she's l'chatchila, that we're gonna put our foot down, we're gonna show when we make a gzeire, we mean business, we don't permit her to marry Shimon, and and she won't be an aguna. We can marry Berl, she can marry Berl, and we'll be mavkiya the gedushin of Reuven, in order that Berl's ishus should be an ishus. That's what Nachman held in the beginning. But at the end, he was choza. Sheinir aloi svore de bishvil shosha moetes kazu yavki rabbonon kedusha. That means, it's not nice what he was doing, amenashe tinosi leplaini, but to put our foot down and say that in order that this not nice thing should not occur, we're going to be mavkiyas kedushin. So Rav Nachman was chayzer, and he held, we won't do such a thing.